sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network, your home for high school football, as it's week number 3 in the Greater Thumb Conference. Last week before divisional play begins, and it's the USC Patriots on the road in the Sanilac County seat taking on the Sandusky Redskins. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from the beautiful confines of Sandusky. When it comes to high school football, it never ceases to amaze how fast the other shoe can fall. That is such the case for the Sandusky Redskins in the past two seasons. 2015 saw the best finish for the Red and Black in school history. Craig Jacobson and his squad went 11-1, losing only the regional final to Noel Lothrop. Then came along 2016, when Sandusky was able to muster just two victories against teams with a combined record of 1-17.
Oh, what a difference a year made, Clark. I mean, they go from being a heavy playoff team that's done really well to not being able to win at all. So a senior class that left a junior class that was just not the same. But they're ready to make an improvement, and I think this team is much better than they were last year. And hopefully they can make the playoffs once again.
The good news is the 2017 Sandusky Redskins are showing a lot more life in them. A 52-13 shellacking of Imlay City was a great way to raise spirits in week number one, and then just a 12-point loss to Lakers a week ago.
And they had 240 yards on the ground, another 76 yards passing. So this team knows how to move the football and knows how to score, but can they slow down other teams' offenses?
Much like many Thumb area teams, Sandusky is a run-dominant team. You'll hear a few names quite a bit tonight coming from the Redskin backfield, all of them being seniors.
Yeah, let's start with Trey Brown, number 29. He had 9 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown against Lakers last week. Brian Ross and Joe Wenzel of others will be the change of pace backs. So watch for all these guys to get mixed in, and a hot hand could be the lead back tonight.
Joe Wenzel's 42-yard run followed by Trey Brown's 41-yard run brought Sandusky within 2 points just before halftime last week. Every time Lakers seemed to throw a knockout punch, the Redskins responded. Part of that comes from their new quarterback in Ryan Campbell. He fills the shoes of former quarterback and now turned tight end Trenton Lee.
Absolutely. Ryan Campbell is a senior against Lakers. He threw for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns, and all those to Trenton Lee. So funny that the quarterback now becomes the lead receiver for this team.
Unfortunately, after coming within 2 points before the half, the Lakers pulled away in the second half against Sandusky, leading 32-14 by the end of the third quarter. That was part of the Sandusky defense allowing 329 rushing yards from the Laker offense. They'll have their hands full tonight with a run-heavy team from USA.
They need to learn to fill those gaps, Clark. They got to make better tackles. And if Sandusky can slow down the run of USA, they'll be in good shape tonight.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. USA and Sandusky right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
This is George Ryerson, superintendent of Unionville Sebring Area Schools, where we take your students' success to heart. We're proud to announce September as Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools. Starting this school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Do you know that one out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day in September is critical because half of the students who miss two or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. During Attendance Awareness Month, we're asking school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students to build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance and to work together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
If you were to take a ball of string and make a straight line between USA and Sandusky High Schools, I would suggest finding a different hobby. However, for all intents and purposes, that string would be 38 miles long, south by southeast. If knitting and crocheting is not your winning your wheelhouse, by vehicle it is a 52-mile journey from Unionville Sebring to the Santa Ana County seat, taking just shy of an hour. The fastest route, per Google Maps, is to take M24 south to the north end of Caro, then east on Deckerville Road until Sandusky Road, which, Dave, that would have been a lot easier than the route we had to take here today. With two games under two, tonight marks the 25th meeting all time between USA and Sandusky. The Patriots lead the series 15-9. With two games under both teams' belts, we have decent numbers to go off, thanks to, in part, to Sandusky's Week 1 blowout victory. The Redskins averaged 39 points a game. That puts them at the second most productive offense in the GTC, 3 points behind Cass City. USA, they sit in the 10th position, averaging just 7 points per game, plus 32 for the Satellacodians. Defensively, the tables are reversed. Sandusky is giving up on average 25.5 points, while USA is giving up just 20 points, plus 5.5 in favor of the Boston Minutemen. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in the line, unless they're wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Sandusky, 7.5 points. Today is the second 252nd day of the year, meaning just 113 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans yet?
I still got to talk with Sam Kaplik. So
okay. We would like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those listening currently riding out Hurricane Irma. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. A Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson wind scale is when sustained winds hit 157 miles per hour or higher. Hurricane Irma is a